Welcome to the News Review. Saudi Arabia has intervened in support of forces fighting southern separatists backed by the United Arab Emirates in Yemen's Aden. The southern separatists effectively took over Aden on Saturday, seizing all military camps and surrounding the presidential palace. But there was a ceasefire after Saudi Arabia attacked a crucial area and vowed to stage more operations. Clashes broke out in the Yemeni southern port city on Wednesday, killing 9 civilians. The separatists accused the Saudi-backed former regime loyalists of involvement in a last week missile attack on their positions. The fighting has highlighted deepening division between Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The United Nations says that some 40 people have been killed in the fighting so far. Time now to get some more insight and to discover this different aspects of this. So joining me will be Mohammed Al-Tab, our correspondent in Sana'a, and also Kenneth Thurow, lecturer with the Coventry University, joining us out of London. Good to see you both, gentlemen. Let's first go to Yemen, to Sana'a, to our correspondent. Mohammed, provide us with an update on this latest situation in Aden to begin with.
Yes, the situation is chaotic in Aden, especially for the people who are living there. They have been staying inside their homes for over 4 days since the beginning of the confrontations in Aden. The separatists have already taken control of most of the camps, and Saudi Arabia has declared or called for a ceasefire only after they have already taken control of these military camps, especially the 4th Brigades and also the presidential palace, along with the Tariq camp. These are the most important military camps in Aden. So the situation is a little bit chaotic, and the Saudi Arabia's fighter jets have targeted areas near the Khurmaksar, despite of the declared ceasefire. They're claiming that the separatists have violated the ceasefire. Many observers here believe that the Saudi Arabia was going to declare another decisive military campaign against the separatists after what they have done in Aden, and that they have already taken control of the Saudi-backed government, like what happened in the north of the country. But unlike what happened here, they have called for negotiations. Such a call for negotiations have been accepted by the Transitional Council, which is backed by the separatists and its loyalists there. So far, 40 people have been killed during the confrontations. People are urging the international community, and especially the United Nations, to intervene, as they have been staying at their houses for over 5 days. Even though the people here are celebrating the Eid of Al-Fitr, most of the shops there are closed, and everything is closed. They have even difficulties to get access to water and everything essential for them.
Okay, let's go to London now. Kenneth, you just heard what's going on in Aden, and this we have this infighting happening there. And also, we had this news of the UAE deciding to draw down its forces. So, what's becoming of the Saudi-led coalition waging that devastating war on Yemen?
The coalition is obviously having some difficulties, but unfortunately, this is not a situation which is new in the region. And whilst the invasion of Yemen by Saudi Arabia began in 2015, actually the violence in the region, the military action in the region, has been going on for over a century now. And so we have to look at the historical context of what's happening today. Britain and the European powers particularly interfered in their colonial and imperial invasion and manipulation of the region for over 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And so the numbers of deaths that we've had, whilst may seem relatively little, when you look at the extensive destruction, the devastation, the killings that have happened over the last century, it's quite immense. And of course, the divisions in the region are something which the British particularly, and now the Americans, are very adept at. There's nobody that benefits more when Arabs kill each other, when Muslims kill each other, than the West. And so they're trying to encourage these divisions. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is something which the Americans welcome, despite their their interest in having good relations with Saudi Arabia. So I think we have to look at the historical context of this, and currently what's happening in Saudi Arabia is, of course, Saudi Arabia is very much indebted to America, and America is very much indebted to Saudi Arabia. This past week, we've had a very important meeting in Boston in the United States, where Saudi Arabia's Aramco, which is the oil company, sat down with U.S. bankers and decided to go forward with the flotation. And so the economic interest of America and of the West in the region is fueling these divisions, is fueling these killings, and is fueling this, and it will continue. I don't see any prospect for peace until the United States and Britain and European countries that are involved in this region actually back out and allow the people of the region to decide their own future.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me put the same question to our correspondent, Mohammed Al-Tab in Sana'a. Mohammed, Kenneth talked about prospect of peace. You are among the Yemeni people, also you meet the officials there. Have they pinned their hopes on the UN or any other international organizations, or are they seeking the solution elsewhere?
Yes, the peace is still far away to be realized in Yemen, especially with the following the peace talks that were held in Geneva, in Sweden, during last year. The many people were happy and also were optimistic about these peace talks. But what is happening on the ground is different. That the for over now 7 months that the this agreement hasn't been implemented on the ground. Ansar Allah say that they have already upholded their commitment, that they have withdrawn unilaterally by themselves in order to fulfill this such agreement. But so far, the United Nations observers continue to have difficulties also from the other side, who has even not withdrawn 1 kilometer up according to the agreement. The Ansar Allah fighters have already, as they say, have drawn 5 kilometers from the seaports, and they have handed over the seaports under the supervision of the United Nations. So many observers do not know why the United Nations haven't done something serious to force this important peace agreement, which was signed by both parties in Sweden. This is the important corner. The developments in Aden now, the government, which has signed an agreement with the Ansar Allah group, now doesn't have any place on the ground. So this may be something else would come in the coming days and months, because then we have to deal with other people who are now have taken control of the regions in the south. That maybe they will be the representatives of such future peace deals.
Okay, and let me go to London, and I have one more question for Kenneth. Kenneth, what do you think is awaiting the Yemeni people? More retaliatory attacks are being conducted by the Ansar Allah fighters. They are taking heavy toll sometimes on Saudi forces and mercenaries there. UAE is getting its distancing itself from this. So is Saudi Arabia going to continue with this war or what?
I think Saudi Arabia will continue with this war because it's in the interest of Saudi Arabia militarily, economically, culturally, to pursue this invasion, to pursue this war. Of course, they have the support of the United States. While the United Nations observe, the United States intervenes. Whilst the United Nations observes, Britain and other European countries are selling weapons which are being used on Yemeni people. Saudi Arabia is part of global capitalism, and that is the defining factor. We have to remember the importance of oil in the region, and the situation there has always been that there is the blood and oil are very much connected. The Aramco company is worth $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion US dollars, which is going to be the biggest company in the world, worth more than the current company, which is $800 billion, which is Microsoft. Amazon. And so this is what's going on there. Militarily, what's happening on the ground will be a complete disaster. It'll be difficult to read. And that's in the interest of Saudi Arabia. And so I think this chaos and these divisions are being waged and are being created to stop the resistance. And essentially, the accusation made against Al-Sharqawi that it's a puppet of Iran is quite ridiculous. Any resistance to U.S. and Saudi Arabia global hegemony is accused of being a puppet. And so the right of resistance to the people of Yemen and to the other people in the region is something which is undeniable.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your comments and perspective. Mohammed Al-Tab, our correspondent, who joined us from the Yemen capital, Sana'a, and Kenneth Rowe, lecturer with the Coventry University, who joined us out of London. And this brings us to the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.